Chapter 14. Three Sleeping Men. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. Proverbs 23, verse 34. In my dream, I saw that Christian continued on his travels, shouting with joy about everything that happened at the cross. He walked until he came in a valley. There, a little way off the road, he saw three men lying. When he came closer, he noticed that they were fast asleep. He also saw iron shackles around their legs. The names of these sleepers fit them well. The one was called Simple, or Foolish. The other one, Sloth, or Lazy. And the third one, Presumption, assuming something. These men were wasting their time. They should have used it to travel to the celestial city, and now they were sleeping. In the meantime, the devil was lying in wait, looking for them. Christian immediately saw the danger. "Men," he called, "wake up." But they were so fast asleep that they did not hear anything. "Men, wake up. You sleep as in the top of the tall mast of a ship. It is swinging upon the raging sea. Oh, wake up. I am willing to help you. Come, let me unshackle you." They still did not wake up. "Men," Christian tried again, "the devil is close by. He goes around here as a roaring lion. He is seeking whom he may devour. When he comes to you, you are a prey for his teeth." Now the men's eyes slowly opened. Unbelievingly, they stared at Christian. "Huh?" Simple asked. "I see no danger at all." Sloth yawned deeply. "I need a little more sleep," he muttered, and being bored, turned around. Presumption sat up and seemed very awake. "May I not decide for myself what I am doing? Mind your own business." Then they lay themselves down again, and a little later, all three of them were again fast asleep. Sadly, Christian continued his journey. How it hurt him that these people were not willing to listen to him, and that, while they are in such great danger, he would have loved to help them. He had awakened them. He had told them what to do. He was willing to unshackle them. But no, they would not even think of it. They just continued to do what they wanted. Explanation. Who were these sleeping men? This is what we are when we are not converted yet. It is as if we are sleeping. We do not pay attention to the things of the Lord. We act foolishly, for we see no danger. We do not see that we must die. Or maybe we only see it for a short moment. But we are too lazy to cry to God. And when there is somebody who tells us to live differently, we think, "Mind your own business." How poor we are then, and how dangerously we live.